Good evening. My name is Lydia Bonazzi. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Marundim Shire Council. I welcome you to the essential meeting to elect the mayor as per Marundim Shire Council Governance Rules 2020 and in accordance with the Local Government Act 2020. I will be chairing the meeting until the position of mayor is declared. Marundim Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Tamarung and Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now call Murrumbidgee Shire. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging, who are the keepers of history, tradition, knowledge and culture of this land. May I ask the councillor that you raise your hand for the pledge. The councillors, democratically elected to represent our community, as the Murrumbidgee Shire Council are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in the municipality, those who conduct business here, and those who visit. Thank you. This public meeting is being streamed live via our Facebook page and made available for public access on our website, along with official minutes of this meeting. I note that there are no apologies this evening. Are there any requests for leave? None noted. Councillor Carpenter, I invite you to say a few words in reflection of your year as mayor, if you wish.
Thank you, Ms. Bonazzi. The past year has given me a wonderful opportunity to lead this group of councillors as we conducted ourselves as the elected representatives of the Murrumbidgee Shire. I have strived to be inclusive and conciliatory in all my dealings with my fellow councillors and council officers, and we have worked to the best of our abilities for the good of our residents and ratepayers. I have travelled around the Shire and have met with many people who have had the chance to air their concerns with me. I have enjoyed having a weekly segment on local radio UGFM every Saturday morning where I can inform the community on council matters. There are many highlights that I wish to mention from the last year, including that we have worked hard and consulted with the community to develop a new council plan. We signed the Refugee Welcome Scroll. That day, Council took a huge step towards realising the community-owned 10-year vision of being inclusive, embracing diversity, and encouraging the participation of all. And following the signing, I had the honour of welcoming a number of Ukrainian visitors displaced by the invasion of their country. And I paid my respects to the Ukrainian Youth Association leadership at an event in Buxton. Council proudly celebrated the official opening of the Alexandra indoor heated pool alongside the dedicated committee. Council supported the Alex Pro Rodeo and National Finals Rodeo, and the National Junior Championships at the Alexandra Speedway. Council also lent its support to other events across the Shire, including Murrumbidgee's premier visitation event, the Alexandra Truck, Ute and Rod Show. The council I led proudly delivered the Tulangi Community Plan, with celebrations culminating in a special event at C.J. Dennis Hall. I unveiled for the community the stunning Gurong Darang Scar Tree artwork in Yay. As mayor, I met with state and federal government ministers to convey council's advocacy priorities and ask for support for our Shire and our communities. I chaired a committee of community people to select our Shire Citizens of the Year. There were many worthy nominees that must all be congratulated for their efforts in serving their community. It was a pleasure to acknowledge the 2022 Murrindindi Shire Citizen of the Year, Sam Hicks, Senior Citizen of the Year, Margaret Hale, and Young Citizen of the Year, Riley Thomas. I led advocacy activity related to the Route 684 bus service that is so heavily relied on by many in our community. I had the pleasure of proudly conducting several citizenship ceremonies throughout the year, welcoming residents to become Australian citizens. In NAIDOC Week, I saw a presentation on treaty from Matthew Burns, the Tungurung Land and Water Council CEO. NAIDOC 2022 called on all of us to make a genuine commitment to structural and cooperative reforms. In Eildon in April, we launched the Eildon Community Planning Project, which has since been developed and presented by the Eildon community. In National Volunteers Week, Council acknowledged with gratitude the volunteers among us who willingly give of their time to support the many council groups and organisations that work within our shire. The council officers put together the draft budget for the 2022-23 financial year, which we were confident to endorse and adopt after the community had the opportunity to review it. At the Alexandra Community Hub in September, I helped celebrate 10 years of Alexandra's L2P program. And also in September, I read to enthusiastic young citizens on ELF Reading Day and was reminded that early learning is fun. At the St Mary's Student Art Show, I attended opening night and was wowed by the work of the talented students and by the opportunity to meet some of the budding artists themselves. Late last year, I had the sad and solemn duty of conveying Council's condolences and our community's deepest sympathies to Devonport City's Mayor Rockcliffe on the loss of a group of young Tasmanians. In addition to these highlights, I attended several meetings of Council's Audit and Risk Committee. Members continued to identify and assess the organisation's commitment to delve deep when pursuing risk identification and mitigation measures. I also chaired the Business Advisory Committee that has regularly met to foster communication between Council and the business community. Of course, when reviewing this last year, mention must be made of the terrible floods we have endured recently. Our community experienced a state of emergency not seen since the catastrophic fires of 2009. There are challenging times ahead. There will be delays and frustrations as we compete for resources with municipalities across the state. There will be unprecedented challenges, and there will be periods of heightened stress and anxiety. Our communities have survived these challenges before, and recently we have seen our communities band together and support each other again. I am confident that Council will work hard to identify and address the issues ahead of us as we move into our recovery phase. One of my proudest achievements is leading Council's mid-term review. We have looked at our successes and noted that we have all established ourselves in the role of councillor and been able to make decisions that are the best for our community. We have reviewed what we have done, looked at what worked and where we might improve. We have discussed expectations we have of the mayor, ourselves, the CEO, and the executives. I believe that frank and open discussion is of great benefit to us all. Tonight marks the halfway point of this council term, and I thank the councillors for their commitment to their roles, their willingness to allow me to lead them in this last year. I especially want to thank Councillor Gallagher for his support of me as my Deputy Mayor. And I also want to thank the CEO, the Executive Directors and Council officers for their guidance and support as I work to the best of my abilities to be your Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. On behalf of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council, I'd like to offer you a small gift and appreciation for your year as Mayor.
Thank you.
I don't know about that one. But that's lovely. And it's the wetlands. Thank you, Lydia. Thank you. Lovely.
And there's a little plant as well for you.
Ooh. Oh, wonderful. And they're flowering beautifully this year. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And on behalf of Murrumbidgee Shire Council, I'd like to offer a small gift of appreciation for Councillor Gallagher for your year as Deputy Mayor. Now to item 4.1 of the agenda, the term of the Mayor. In accordance with Section 26, Part 3 of the Local Government Act 2020, Council must determine by resolution whether the Mayor is to be elected for a 1 year or 2 year term. Would the Councillor please propose a motion for the duration of the Mayor's term?
I move that the term of Mayor is to be for a 1 year period.
We have a seconder. Councillor Walsh, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very basically, I think it's always opportune to allow all councillors the opportunity to reflect on the performance of the Mayor, and if deemed to be appropriate, to also have the opportunity to put forward their own candidacy each year if they wish to. So for that reason, I support a 1 year term.
Councillor Carpenter, do you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against the motion? I put the motion to the vote that the term of the Mayor be for 1 year. All those in favour? Carried. Item 4.2, Office of Deputy Mayor, Section 20A of the Local Government Act 2020 states that Council may establish an Office of Deputy Mayor. Would a councillor like to propose a motion to establish their office as Deputy Mayor, and if so, for what term? Councillor Lordy?
Yes, I would like to support that we have a Deputy Mayor, and for 1 year also, please.
We have a seconder. Councillor Gallagher? Councillor Lordy, would you like to speak to the motion?
I do think that the Mayor needs some assistance as a Deputy Mayor. By what Damien did was rather good, but it also gives us all a chance to put our hand up for Deputy Mayor if we need to. Thank you, or if we want to.
Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. Moving on to the main event of this evening, which is the election of the Mayor, I will now call the nominations. Do we have a nomination for the position of Mayor? Councillor Granger?
Yes, I would like to nominate Councillor John Walsh for Mayor, please.
Councillor Walsh, are you willing to accept the nomination?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair.
Do we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Lawley?
Sorry, Chair.
Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Gallagher?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Bonazzi. I believe that, as Councillor Walsh stated previously, that it is good to give everyone a chance to conduct the role of Mayor. Obviously, Councillor Walsh has previous experience, and I think his experience will be valuable in seeing us move forward with the tasks we have over the next 12 months, and it's for that reason I would like to elect him as mayor.
Councillor Lawrie,
would I like to speak to the motion? I've worked with him a couple of times. Sorry about my voice. And I know he does a hell of a lot of work behind the scenes. He thinks very clearly, and for that reason, I think it'll make a very good mayor. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against the motion? Are there any other nominations? Given there are no other nominations, I duly declare Councillor Walsh as the mayor of Murrindindi Shire. Congratulations, Councillor Walsh. I invite you to address council and the community and take the position of chair for the remainder of the meeting.
I'm very honoured by the trust invested in me by my fellow councillors in electing me to be mayor. I thank Councillor Carpenter for her commitment and work as mayor. We've just heard an excellent resume of the fine work that she's been doing, and it's a level of commitment over the past 12 months that I will strive to at least commit to equal. I strongly believe that the role of mayor has been one amongst equals within a team and should encourage vigorous debate as the means to reach solid decisions. We face a period of considerable challenge, recovery from the floods, maintaining roads and other assets in the face of increasing costs, combating the impacts of climate change, improving the economic prospects of our businesses, and ensuring the health and well-being of our communities, just to name a few. I am confident that councillors and our council are up to the task. In the past, we have shown we can meet the gravest of crises, and I'm sure we can do it again. The key is to be focused on the prime objectives and to tap all the resources of council and the community to work in concert and achieve the common goals. I'm particularly buoyed by the community planning process that has been commenced in a few of our towns and which has demonstrated that through community commitment to their own agreed projects and with appropriate council support, great results can be achieved. We won't be able to do everything on our own. We will need help from state and federal governments and from our fellow local councils. I see advocacy as being a major part of my new role. My aim is that Murrindindi becomes a front of mind council when government departments consider both policy development and financial programs. Again, I will be looking for every opportunity to involve relevant community groups in all such advocacy discussions, as the best results are achieved when strong community commitment to issues is clear to all those involved. I am committed to improving the Shire. Tonight, however, I will take a short break to let all this sink in, and I'll put the pedal to the metal tomorrow. Thank you again. Let's get on to item 4.4, election of deputy mayor. Can I please have a nomination or nominations for the position of deputy mayor?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Haslam, please.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Councillor Gallagher. Councillor Lawley, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Yes.
Sorry, I should check whether the Lawley wishes to accept the position.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I would love to accept that nomination.
Councillor Lawley, over to you.
I've watched Councillor Haslam sort of grow in the position, and I know the way she really supports her people. And anything else she does, she goes full belt. The fact that she was upside down in the rubbish tin one time checking out the waste, all those sorts of things, I think she'll make a very good deputy mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree that Councillor Haslam has demonstrated a significant commitment to her community of Ulan and Tamarindji and Shire, and I look forward to supporting her as deputy mayor.
Are there any others who wish to speak? In that case, I'll ask for a vote. All those in favour?
Without nominations.
You don't need that.
I'm sorry. I must now ask for any other nominations. There being none, you don't need a vote, do you? So, on that note, there being no other nominations, I'm very happy to declare that Councillor Haslam, you are now the deputy mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. May I just say a few words?
Certainly.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Councillor Gallagher for all his work and felt during the past year. He's made a huge contribution, and I'm sure the constituents in not only Redgate Ward, but the whole Shire have benefited. The year ahead will hold many challenges, in particular the recovery process from the current flooding incidents, as well as ongoing challenges from the COVID pandemic, as well as securing staff, affordable housing, and increases to the cost of living. I hope to follow in Damien's footsteps and work with my fellow councillors to achieve the best outcomes possible for our community. I look forward to this opportunity and thank you for your support.
Thank you. We can move on to item 5.1, which is the councillor representative appointments. And there is a recommendation which relates to the list of appointments that were included in the attachment. And if someone can make a recommendation and list the names for those appointments, please.
I'd like to make the recommendation for 5.1, councillors representative appointments. The list is for Audit and Risk Committee, the Mayor, who's obviously Mayor Walsh, Councillor Gallagher, and also Councillor Sue Carpenter, for Chief Executive Officer Employment and Remuneration Committee, that would be the Mayor, Councillor McCauley, and Councillor Gallagher. For the Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee, Councillor Eleanor Geringer. And on external committees, the Crown Land Committees of Management, the Alexandra Racecourse and Recreation Reserve Committee and Management is Councillor Gallagher. Alexandra Showground and Recreational Reserve Committee and Management, once again, Councillor Gallagher. The Flowerdale Community Hall Reserve Committee Incorporated, Councillor Lording. Murrindindi Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor Walsh. Stevenson Falls Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor McCauley. For external committees, Central Rangers Local Learning and Employment Network, known as CRUN, is Councillor Lording, and that's up until April and the AGM, and then Councillor Carpenter. Flowerdale Community House Incorporated is Councillor Lording. The Goulburn Murray Climate Alliance is Councillor Haslam. Municipal Association of Victoria, Delegate, MAV, sorry, is Councillor Walsh and Councillor Carpenter. Rubicon Outdoor School is Councillor Gallagher until March for the AGM, and then Councillor Haslam. And Rural Roads Victoria is Councillor McCauley. Thank you.
And I should point out, I think there's one extra in there, the Yay Cemetery Trust, all councillors are automatically included. Can I have a seconder for that recommendation and for the recording of the list of appointments in the minutes for the meeting? Councillor McCall. Thank you. Do you wish to speak to that?
No, thank you.
I think we can close.
Thank you, close.
Unless there's anyone else wishes to speak. Can I have a vote, please? All those in favour? Thank you. Carry. Item 5.2 is council portfolios. The recommendation, or if someone can move a recommendation, please, with appropriate appointments.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. The recommendation is that the council establishes the following portfolios and councillor appointments. A, which is corporate and governance, would be Councillor Gallagher. B, circular economy and environment, would be Councillor Haslam. C, community assets and emergency management, which is Councillor Gehringer. D, planning and compliance, is Councillor Lording. E, community engagement and wellbeing, is Councillor Carpenter. And F, economic development and business support, which is a Councillor McCauley. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder to the motion, please? Councillor Carpenter, thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion at all, Councillor Gershon?
No, thank you, Mayor Walsh.
Councillor Carpenter, do you wish to speak at all?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Does anyone else wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Gershon, do you wish to close?
Close, please.
Thank you. Can we have a vote then, please? All those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Item 6.1 is council meeting dates for 2023. There are a set of dates included in the agenda. Can I have someone move the recommendation, please? Councillor Carpenter.
My recommendation is that council adopt the timetables of scheduled meetings for the 2023 calendar year as outlined in the report.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Can we have a seconder? Councillor Haslam. Do you wish to speak to it at all, Councillor Carpenter?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Haslam.
No, thank you,
Mayor. Does anyone else wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Carpenter, do you wish to close?
Close, please.
Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. Carried. The matter, I think, brings us to the end of this meeting. I would thank all those who have joined us online and meeting support. I would ask you to close session, and it is, which one is it?
6:28.
6:28. Thank you.